Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can join what I hope is going to be a very enlightening conversation this afternoon with fellow lawyer, author, and student, observer of the Supreme Court, Dan Cotter. You can join Dan and I as we dive in on a number of topics involving the legal system, the courts, and especially the Supreme Court at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Dan wrote a book in 2019 called The Chief Justices. You're going to want to check that out. He's been president of the Chicago Bar Association. He's current president of the National Conference of Bar Presidents. He's joining us from an airport in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for making time, Dan. Let's start right there. What you doing in Washington, D.C.? And is, like, what's the vibe check in D.C. these days?
Thanks, Maggie, first of all, for having me on the show. I'm here. The last 2 days were ABA, a day on the Capitol Hill. It's an opportunity for the American Bar Association and the state and local bars to come and meet with their congressional representatives and talk about the issues that are not nonpartisan but of importance to lawyers. And in some years, it may be a different conversation. But this year, the main two things really talked about, or three things. One is security for judges and making sure that judges are independent and secure. The second was the Legal Services Corporation, LSC, gets about $500 million a year that it then disperses and gives best practices across the country for legal aid to make sure that funding's secure. And then there was a bill last year that I think President Biden vetoed that had to do with expansion of the courts, and there's been a real need for additional judges. There were some politics that took place last year, but that's the other item. The tone here, it's kind of a surreal kind of a – I'll tell you what Senator Hirono spoke after Senator – Chuck Grassley spoke at breakfast this morning, and she got up and said, you know, it's obvious we're living in two different worlds right now. And she went on the attack and was a very forceful and effective speech. Chuck Grassley, you know, at the end kind of warned the ABA that they should stay out of political issues and didn't seem to offer any solace or anything from what's taking place with the administration and with respect to judges and law firms.
An opportunity certainly lost for Senator Grassley to get up in front of a bunch of leaders like yourself, Dan, of the legal profession and say, stay in your lane. As a president, as more and more Republicans openly thwart the rule of law and threaten sitting Article III judges, let's talk a bit about that. One judge in particular has been in the crosshairs of Donald Trump and MAGA. That is Judge James Boasberg. He is the judge, folks, if you haven't heard his name before, that has been presiding and is deciding on potential sanctions related to the invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members without due process on airplanes out of Texas. This was the whole hubbub that we had about what time was the order issued? Was it actually entered on the docket? When did the planes leave? When did the administration know? That's Judge Boasberg. Really fascinating piece in the New York Times about Judge Boasberg, who is a conservative. He was appointed by George W. Bush. He was buddies with Justice Kavanaugh at law school. They live together in the same townhouse. They're sort of cut from the same cloth. He is a largely revered and deeply respected jurist who is considered to be thoughtful, very intentional, very deliberate, and that his decisions are incredibly well-reasoned. He's not overruled with a great degree of frequency. I bring up Judge Boasberg because of the fact again, Republican appointee, and yet Donald Trump has called him a radical left-wing lunatic, demanded his impeachment, to which Chief Justice Roberts then had to issue effectively a reprimand directed at unnamed persons in effect, but of course it was about Donald Trump. I mention him because there are these very direct attacks. So to have Senator Grassley addressing the leaders of the American Bar Association this morning and saying, you guys should stay out of politics, when politicians are directly targeting federal judges, seems to be at best ironic and at worst totally ridiculous. This also happening at the same time that the House of Representatives just yesterday, Dan, passed legislation that would bar federal district court judges from issuing nationwide injunctions. So, yeah, the rule of law and lawyering and judging has gotten quite political. Wanted to ask you this, Dan. With all of that in mind, when you talk to other leaders within the legal profession, you're of course a partner, a member at Dickinson Wright PLLC in Chicago. You're a leader within the American Bar Association. When you are having private conversations with other lawyers of national reputation, other leaders of the practice of law, how concerned are people that the rhetoric surrounding our legal system, the direct targeting of judges, this bill being introduced by the House, has gotten so extreme in what seems like a fairly condensed period of time?
It's unprecedented. And, you know, I'll give you an example. While we were out here yesterday, as we finished with meetings and we're getting ready to go to the reception, I don't know if you saw it, Maggie, but the Department of Justice prohibited attorneys from participating in events organized by the ABA, and they talked about, the Deputy Attorney General talked about activist causes that conflict with the DOJ's mission, including litigation that challenges President Trump's policies. And so we're very concerned. Another executive order went out against another law firm yesterday. That's a firm that won the case for the data company against Fox, which is not even directly related to President Trump. It's very concerning that this is really an attack on the ability of lawyers to be independent, and it's a playbook out of autocracy. It's you shut off the media, you shut off lawyers. And so I think people are very concerned, but at the same time, you just talked about the judge. First of all, three words about him, but her emails. It was Boasberg, in fact, in 2016, right before the election, that ordered her to disclose 16,000 emails that allegedly were on bad servers. Let's not talk about SignalGate or anything else, but that's...
You're talking about Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yes, yes. That was Judge Boasberg.
This was the same judge. Boasberg,
the same judge.
Thank you for correcting my pronunciation, Dan.
Yeah, and so it's intended to chill, and for a lot of reasons, you know, law firms and lawyers and judges and professors are not necessarily speaking out about it. But I think, you know, my conversations with other leaders, with friends that are lawyers, even with family and people that aren't lawyers, is that this is an unprecedented attack. And it's the goal here is to stifle, right, and to put that chilling. You know, I saw a take on Shakespeare's First Thing We Kill All the Lawyers. It says First Thing We Chill All the Lawyers. And that's what's taken place here. It's not something that I think long term, if there's not a fight against it and some relief, I think we can be in serious trouble. And unfortunately, the judge who issued the ruling about the return of the person who's been gone since March 15th, by the way, he canceled the hearing because the Supreme Court said the only place to bring the actions was in Texas, and really didn't talk about these people that are actually overseas. You know, they're already in El Salvador. There's concerns about, again, I saw that one of the leaders or alleged leaders of MS-13 is not going to get a trial, but he's going to be deported. Like, again, where are our due process rights? There's the lawyer in Michigan that you've probably seen, Maggie, that had his phone confiscated when he returned to the U.S. From the Dominican Republic on vacation. These are things of major concern And you know, I think
I
last time
can
I was
just
on
say
the
this,
show,
Dan, if I can hop in here. My desire to travel internationally is very low right now. As an attorney and as someone who speaks out, folks, if you're just joining us, we got Dan Cotter. He's a lawyer out of Chicago, a leader in the American Bar Association. He is a corporate law and litigation practitioner. He's looked at corporate governance, cybersecurity, employment law, privacy law. He was president of the Chicago Bar Association. And wrote a book on the Chief Justices of the Supreme Court called The Chief Justices, not literally, or quite literally, I should say. Here's the pattern that I'm seeing, Dan, and tell me if I'm wrong. One, it was Donald Trump coming out with the short list of firms, starting with Perkins Coie, that had in the past litigated against what he perceived to be his interests, either directly or in election lawsuits. There was that list. Now it appears to me, with the executive order he signed yesterday, that it is literally quid pro quo in the negative sense. If you are a large corporate law firm, and you, through your pro, largely a lot of this is through pro bono practice, although some firms step up and do this, not on a pro bono basis, but largely for corporate firms on a pro bono basis. You represent one of these people who has disappeared in the middle of the night without due process. You bring any lawsuit challenging any Trump administration directive, executive order, regardless of the illegality, the facial illegality of it. Donald Trump is going to slap your law firm with an executive order that is going to make it very hard to serve corporate clients if you cannot enter into a federal building. You can't negotiate with federal agencies who might be investigating corporate clients. You can't even appear in a gosh darn federal courtroom if you read the EOs literally. Is that the pattern now? You challenge anything I do, and you're from a large law firm that has to interact with the federal government, we're going to slap you with an EO the next day.
That does seem to be the pattern. And he also issued a memo to Attorney General Pam Bondi to go after those that brought causes against the government that he deemed to be frivolous. And it's just shocking. And it's not just law firms. It's also the poor guy who appeared in court on this deportation case. He honestly, well, he's required by the rules of professional conduct to have candor with the court and be an officer of the court. And he told them that he had no good basis for or answers. And then the next day on Saturday morning, he's been put on unpaid leave indefinitely for
So
who knows how
just,
long.
yeah, if people don't know what you're talking about specifically, Dan, and I never got down into this granularity of detail, but Trump is the thinnest of skin, the most pettiest of human beings, because what he did was the Department of Justice lawyer, who you would have to think already had been vetted to a certain extent because they have sort of culled the ranks. He was a DOJ lawyer answering to Pam Bondi within the Trump administration, who is representing the Trump administration in the federal case brought about these deportations, the disappearing of people without due process. When he was asked by Judge Bose, am I saying this right, Boseberg? I want to get it right.
I've heard it both ways. Yeah, I
Okay.
don't actually fully know.
When he was asked by Judge Boasberg specifically about the man who had been disappeared from Maryland that a prior federal immigration judge had said should not be deported, hey, was that an a by accident? And he said yes. And I'm not sure that there's any other basis for it. He answered honestly, which lawyers are legally compelled to do, lest they risk their licenses. Trump's answer to that via Pam Bondi was, "You're going to be put on unpaid leave." In other words, getting fired for having attorney ethics. We're going to return with Dan Cotter, expert on the Supreme Court, talking about what the state of law is going to mean for you as Donald Trump continues his unrelenting attacks on lawyers, law firms, and your basic due process rights. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.